Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on, come on.
Wanna see us
down
at the bottom of the mat.
Uh-huh.
Other shows ain't worthy.
Uh-huh.
Every topic cut at 8 o'clock Monday and Thursday.
So
on the Miss Lee.
What up, Miss Lee?
We new to these streets.
Yeah.
The best in radio. Why tell us if we already
know?
Hey,
hey.
Tell them what you went for.
Yeah.
Just hit the phone line. Get some info.
Hello?
That's 347215651 9.
Uh-huh.
It's simple. Jot it down if you need a pencil.
Woo.
It's official. If an issue, we can get you. If you call, we
call.
Can get you. Say your name, say
your
it's on your mental. It is what it is, right here with Miss Lee.
What up?
It's time to start the show with Damn Right.
Damn Right.
Get me.
Monday night's heavy topics,
we gonna talk about. Thursday night, whatever's popping,
we gonna talk
about. Miss Lee's on a mission. Stilettos and Combos Division.
What?
To get people talking.
Huh?
To get people listening.
Alright.
As the show grows, you know the guest list. It goes.
Uh-huh.
From R&B divas to stars from those TV shows.
Okay.
People making a difference. Footprints.
Combos.
Combos and poets. Artists
more,
with dope flows. The elements represent. As he said, go pro. People making things happen. People making things go. From TV to film and even music to talk about the things that people say and the things that they do. Let's get it.
What's going on? It's your girl, Miss Lee, here on another edition of Hot Combos, Hot Topics, Hot News, Hot Entertainment, Hot Conversations, just hotness. Here Thursday nights here on Stilettos and Combos. Yeah, man, so much going on as always, and I can't wait to dive on this lovely hour of entertainment and weather and sports and politics and opinion and everything. So, as always, you know how to connect with the show. Go ahead and call in. You know the number. It is 347-215-6519. And connect with us on Facebook, Stilettos and Combos with Miss Lee. Shout out to all the new likes on the Facebook page, all the new followers on Twitter, just all of y'all rocking with me and keeping it fresh, funky, and sexy. Yes, sir. And I'm happy to have the voice from the man who's my right hand to my left hand. He's back enjoying this lovely conversation. What's going on, T? How are you today?
What's going on, Lee? You know, end of the week. Today I took a little vacation day, which, you know, was well needed, but, you know, it was right on time. And I think, like, the way that it was set up was just, like, heavenly provision. Because I work down at the Navy Yard. And I don't know if all of our listeners know about what went on down at the Navy Yard today. But
yeah.
It was a good thing that I was home. I was glad I was home. And, you know, just, you know, trying to relax and enjoy myself, get ready for this 4th of July weekend. But there's just so much other stuff that's just grabbing me out there. You know, life sometimes is just like, ugh. Just when you need a break, something else happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all good. I'm ready to deal with these combos and see what's popping and cracking.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you're back and you're ready to have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. What plans do you have, T? What you got going on? What you barbecuing? That's what I want to know. What you cooking?
I ain't cooking nothing.
Like,
I'm not that guy. I will go to a barbecue, but I'm not the typical guy that's always ready and, like, I'm just going to throw stuff on the grill. Just, like, I do it from time to time, but, you know, that ain't my lane. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I ain't cooking nothing. And so, for me, I would probably be spending time with the kiddies and the missus. And I think we might be having it lined up to go see the movie Inside Out. So, it's going to be a family weekend.
Okay.
I've never been like a big 4th of July celebrator. Like, I was like, thank God we got another day off before the end of the summer. That's what it was always like to me. So I've never been one to be like, oh, let's go watch some fireworks. Because I'm mm-hmm. like, you know, that just doesn't, you know, that doesn't float my boat. You know what I mean? Like, I've never been. I don't go run out and say, I'm going to go buy these fireworks and blow stuff up. Nah, I'm
yeah, man.
Not it's... going down there on the mall with that big crowd. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel you. Because I think the older you get, it's kind of like, it's another day off. However, it falls on a Saturday, which happens to be, you know, most companies are celebrating the off day tomorrow. So shout out to everybody out there that's off tomorrow. You know, Miss Lee, the man is making her work. So it's been a crazy, crazy week in the workforce because we're off Saturday. I work in a bank, so we're off on Saturday, you know, but we work tomorrow, and it's like, you know, because the holiday is on a Saturday, we're like working every day, so we have no additional flex day off, which is crazy. So it's like full staff, all hands on deck, everybody's at work, but we've been so slow. So I'm just been at work, like, twiddling my thumbs, like, yo, I can really be home. You know, I'm ready to just get this week over with, you know, so it's just crazy. And everybody's like, are y'all off tomorrow? And part of us, we want to say, yes, we're off, but we're not. So, you know, one more day down. And then I'm excited because I got to give a little shout-out to you. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to give a little shout-out. Shout-out to my sister. Her birthday is tomorrow. She is fully stepping into the 30s. She's going to be 31 years old. We're going to turn up a little bit on the budget. We're going to make it do tomorrow. And it's going to be cool because it'll be some good sister time. And I'm excited to two-step with her, you know what I'm saying, and kind of get her in her official 30s. Because, you know, when you're 30, you're not really 30, but you're almost 30. But when you, like, step into the 30s, you know, you got to step into it. So shout out to my sister. She knows who she is. Reese, I love you, girl. These 4th of July babies, the fireworks are everywhere. So I know they're just going to be out there turning up. So, but let's get into some conversation and some topics. Some key things are going on in the media, and I definitely want to touch on a few good, bad, and indifferent. And you know, it's a little crazy in these streets. So first things first, T, you mentioned the Navy Yard. Yes, the Naval Yard once again is in the news here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Earlier today, the U.S. Navy tweeted that the facility was under lockdown at around 8 a.m. this morning. This is the same site, like, 2 years ago. So, 2 years ago, there was a shooting and 12 people were killed, you know, so it was crazy. So, the Navy tweeted it out. It's interesting that they, you know, made the tweet. I didn't even know they would do something like that, but, you know, they did the tweet, let everybody know, you know, it's under lockdown, something's going on. And they were pretty much saying that they heard some gunshots, you know, inside the Naval Yard. They immediately rushed in. They didn't find any no evidence of a shooting or anything going on, and then they pretty much gave the all clear. So I don't know really what that was about, but it is kind of scary. Mm-hmm.
It's a tense situation, and for me, like I said at the top of the show, like that's personal for me because, you know, on my everyday job, that's where I go every day to the Navy Yard. And, you know, thank God I was on vacation today, so I didn't go in. So, you know, my coworkers were in the trenches. So I got a call around 7:40 from my coworker and was like, I don't know where you at, but don't come into the Navy Yard today. We under lockdown. We ordered the shelter in place. And we don't know what's going on yet, but nobody could get on or off the yard. And I was like, well, you know, I was on vacation today. He was like, yeah, I totally forgot, but, you know, just keep us in the prayers and all like that. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, this just happened 2 years ago on the Navy Yard, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of anxiousness. And you know, luckily, it wasn't, you know, there was nothing there. But everybody did what they were supposed to do because, you know, we've been running these active shooter drills on the yard, you know, pretty regularly. So it's like people on the yard are pretty much prepared for something like this to go down again should it be another real situation. But still, just for it to be so close to home, like for me, because 8 o'clock, I'd have been pulling into, you know, into a parking garage. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, they make you think about, like, if that was the case, if I was there, you know what I mean, what is that like? And then for the people that was actually there, you know what I mean, it was tense. And this all kicked off in Building 197 where they had the shooting 2 years ago. So you could imagine, it's people that's nerves are so frazzled from the last
time
they have... They said, I'm not coming back to work on the Navy Yard again. Mm-hmm. And they allowed those people to not work on the Navy Yard and work remotely.
Right.
But, you know, there's people that's like, you know, God, this is happening again. And, you know, it's a nervous situation. But, you know, a lot of people that work there, there's a lot of civilians and then there's a lot of retired Navy. So, like, a lot of people are like, you know, I was in the Navy. You know, I'm built for this. You know, there's a lot of that there too, but this, especially when you got this time where, you know, ISIS is calling for lone wolves to come and attack. You got all types of people like the tower in South Carolina that's thinking they're gonna start race wars. There's a lot of shenanigans going around. So, you know, all that to say, really, if you see something, say something. You know, it's that important. And that's exactly what the person did. They thought they heard something. They thought they saw something, so they said something. And you can't fault nobody for that. You can't say they was crying wolf. No, they had a legitimate concern.
Right. Yeah, man, and it's like, you know, and it goes to say, and, you know, every day is not promised, and you just got to pray and be on alert sometimes and just look out, and I'd rather be safe than sorry, you know. So I'm glad that nothing did happen and everything was fine because that's definitely something that, you know, we really don't need right now despite everything else that's going on. So, you know, I'm glad, and I know everybody's nerves is on 100 right now. But, you know, day by day, you know, security will get tightened and you know, people will be on alert. And you know, but it was like, wow, when I woke up this morning and saw it on the news, I was like, yo, this is just crazy. What is going on? So, you know, shout out to the families out there and, you know, keep be prayed up and faith up, you know, keep your faith there and, you know, just be on the lookout. You just never know. But I'm glad it was a fire drill. I'm glad it wasn't anything serious. So, definitely something that's popping off in the news. So, and switching gears to entertainment news a little bit, because I feel like the entertainment news is something that we all kind of get boiled into. A couple updates for those of you that are Power fans. We're in the third season of Power, and of course Power is definitely a show that I love, and it's crazy because 50 is just doing some crazy stuff if you haven't seen Saturday's episode. But if you also, we talked about the BET Awards on Monday, and if you notice, they gave an actor, the best actor role, to Terrence Howard for Empire. So 50 went ham on BET because he felt that Fox pretty much bought out the rights of the award and pretty much, you know, figured it would be good to just give the award to Terrence Howard. And he felt that Omari Hardwick and the actors of Power should have at least been nominated as well, should have gotten the award. And it's funny because I didn't even, like, think about it. And if you think about Power and Empire, they both aired at the same time. You know what I'm saying? They both came out roughly the same, you know, last year. So, or the beginning of the end of last year going into this year. So, 50 with him. So, 50. Told BET to you know, a whole lot of vulgar words and but it's interesting because I was like, wow, it's crazy. You know, I always look at BET as very biased and, you know, not really outside of the box with their programming, you know, in comparison to TV1. But I do think Tyler should have been nominated for a couple of awards, and I do see where 50 could have been frustrated with his actors. You know, even because Notori was there on the red carpet. She played Tasha on Power. Like, she, you know, she was a correspondent. She did a couple of things, you know, but still, best actor should have, you know, was it really Terrence Howard? Or do we think that Omari should have got the role? But that's what's buzzing right now. Everybody has a lot to say. TD, you watch Power, right?
I do.
You do? What do you think? Yeah. And you watch Empire also.
I really don't think that they should be really mentioned in the same sentence other than they're both urban, you know, urban dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
To me, Power, I mean, or not Power, to me, Empire is like the hood version of Glee. You know what I'm saying? It's a musical, you know, it's a lot of bullshit. You know,
I'm glad you said
the
hood version of Glee. I love it.
I mean, to me, that's how I look at it. Like, the story, it don't really do it for me. Like, it's okay. Like, there's nothing else to watch. Like, if I had a choice between Power and Empire, I would watch Power before I watch Empire. The thing I will say about it is about Power. Also, Power is not perfect because, mm-hmm. you know, it's a couple characters in Power that you're like, really? F-O-H. Somebody like that, really? Like, are you kidding me? I'm supposed to believe this dude. Yeah, okay. And then you see the stuff that's going on, like with the last episode. Like, I saw a comment from a friend, like, you know, Ghost Meat, for as smart as he is, he really acting stupid right now.
Yeah,
over the way the storyline and the plot is turning around. And it's like, yeah, you know, you got to look at that. And it's like, he's supposed to be this smart character, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if all the time he's trying, looking for a way out, you know. And you starting to see, oh, these MFs are setting me up all around, and
mm-hmm.
now you realize that, oh, shorty that you with is potentially investigating you. For real,
I mean,
a real dude would take the heat approach. The heat approach is, Like, have you seen the movie Heat? When the boy Robert De Niro said, you gotta be able to walk away within 5 minutes. You can't walk away in 5 minutes. Just turn around and be out. That should have been that. Like, I think that's a real Kingpin philosophy. I'm gonna take the Heat approach. I'm gonna disappear. I'm gonna gather my money, disappear, make something else pop where it needs to pop. Send for the kids. Set the wife up, and you know, cause he's doing all of that for love. Like, really. Like,
I was gonna say, I think he just turned out a little bit. He gets some good, and you know.
I don't think it's ever really that good that, oh, you want to risk your freedom and everything that you
uh-huh. And turning his boy. I don't know. It's too much going on.
I think power is, for me, is a more relatable in the sense of the struggle. Like with Empire, there's a lot of extra stuff going on. Like, to me, to me, Empire comes off as the story of a gay man trying to make it in the industry, trying to get respect from his dad. And, like, I know it's a bunch of little plot lines that run through, but that's like, I'm out, I'm gay, accept me. And I'm going to sing a rap about it. Ta-da!
You're so beautiful.
I'm sorry. I'm not feeling it. You know what I mean? Like, this.
God.
You know, that is just, to me, it seems so contrived. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, and then, like, the boy Lucius Lyon is supposed to be from Philly, and, like, I think he's a misrepresentation of what real Philly dudes are.
Uh-huh.
So how real Philly dudes move and how real Philly dudes act. I object. I'll just say it like that. I object.
they're both different shows. I mean, I've said this repeatedly, you know, I just like seeing, you know, minority shows just have a face on primetime. We've had a void missing. I can't wait for some more quality programming, and we have more of that coming up in this up-and-coming winter season. So I'm looking forward to what other programming will be there. I'm really big on that. And, you know, I understand what he's saying. Like, I feel like other shows could have been represented, you know, and I don't know if it's only because they performed during the BET Awards or they got the award, and that's probably why. And 50, he didn't throw shade or anything towards Terrence Howard. He was just, you know, he was just blasting BET and how whack they are.
BET been whack for years. So,
yes,
I mean,
it
like,
has. I think,
like, ever
I think
since,
they've been whack since,
since
Teen Summit.
Nah, I mean, like, Teen Summit had its value. Like, it had its point. It had its purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, like, they started getting whacked as soon as, you know, Bob Johnson sold it to Viacom. And to me, it was like, it started to become extremely dumbed down. You know, Tavis Smiley, you know, was taken off of BET after that. And, you know, like, there was some, at some point there was a representation of, you know, of African-American culture on BET. And not saying everything was successful, and some things could have been done better with quality, but since Bob Johnson sold BET, they stripped out all of the stuff that would have been content or would have been meaningful content and replaced it with bullshit music, one-dimensional music, the music, like you even stopped seeing the variety of videos that used to come on. So now all mm-hmm. you're seeing is the BS videos that promote ignorance, and is like really, you know, when the BET Awards first came out, yeah, it was like, oh, there's something for us, by us. Yay, it means something for us, by us. That's not
yeah.
awards or, you know, when they first came out, they were quality. But now it's like, really, who are you giving it to? Like, who do you have? Who is your pool of artists to choose to give awards to?
Right. It's true. And, you know, we definitely hit on it on Monday. And, you know, the quality has changed, and it's unfortunate, you know. And I went back and saw some old episodes of the BET Awards. And, you know, back then you had the Source Awards. You had so many different award shows that just highlighted, you know, hip-hop and you know, and R&B music and all kinds of wonderful things. And, you know, and I mentioned on Monday, one of the things that I enjoy about watching it was, well, not watching it, but I enjoy, you know, I follow Roland Martin on Twitter, and he was just throwing mad shade and going in on BET as he was airing, because, you know, he's on TV One. But it was just very, very interesting. So, you know, getting Roland Martin to go ham on BET and then 50 going ham on BET, it's just crazy. So, I love Power. I can't wait until Saturday. Was definitely surprised seeing La La's breast. This is, I was like, that was the wackest love scene ever. However, we'll see how it plays out. I do need Ghost to get a little smarter. And I'm glad Tasha had her gat with her, you know what I'm saying? She ain't no fool. If she's going to protect her home. And I'm just curious to see how this season 2 really, really plays out. So you're listening to Hot Convos. We got more to come up, more topics on deck. We're going to talk about Michelle Obama. We're going to talk about Geraldo, the churches, Sesame Street, and much, much more. Let's play a little Chink, Ratchet Commandments. I like her. I like hearing new voices in hip-hop, especially from the ladies. Let's get it. What's up, Jeff? Going in right here? I've been at this thing for years. It's been turned me to an animal. Some of y'all ratchet. I'ma write you hoes a manual. Step by step. G shit for you to keep. This the ratchet commandments. I need a moment to preach. Thou shalt not. Fuck up on a nigga when you know he got a missus. You are labeled die bitches. Thou shalt not. Lie up on the Bible. How you looking for a title when you sleeping with his rival? Thou shalt not. Put trust in these men. These niggas are now bitches with acting so feminine. Thou shalt not. That's about the truth. If you know your pussy lose, you a hoe, so do better. Every night doing the most up on Instagram. Maybe that's the reason why bitches they can't keep a man. Ain't really friends, she probably gon' take a man. I'm done with the phony hoes. These bitches is really bald. They'd rather be on the block than taking care of the crib. I'd rather be making money than taking care of some kids. Slip up on a heathen, always keep it cool. Never let them know you need them. Let a nigga see your sweat. Fuck a bitch and get the check. Move along, you know the rest. Respond to these bitches, they envy what you doing and they only want attention. That's about the truth. If you know your rent due, get the fuck out the club. Every night doing the most of on Instagram. Ooh, maybe that's the reason why bitches they can't keep a man. Y'all can't sit with us. You know what I pray to church. I told some like I'm irritated, devastated. I thought
thought we had some young queens. What you mean? We act belligerent, generation of ignorance. Bitches live for the gram, so they like think I know significance. Boy, this should be a trip like Expedia. She won't pick up a book, but she'll probably bust it open for social media. Man, you'd be surprised. Covering and loving and fucking the team. Getting by just by living and making it work on their knees. Let's not debate it. These bitches is overrated. They probably will never learn because they lacking their home training, yo. But niggas lying on their money like every day. And niggas ratchet too just in another way. You fake fathers never helped your daughters, never had a conversation. You too fucking immature to get an occupation.
Every night doing the most of all Instagram.
Ratchet Commandments, you're listening to Hot Convos. I'm your girl, Miss Lee. Of course, T rocking with me on this Thursday night of Hot Topics. I love female hip-hop. I do. And I'm glad that we have more voices in female hip-hop. And I'm all about Mission Takedown Nikki. I'm all about it.
Can I make a public service announcement?
Absolutely. Go for it, T. It's a PSA.
Stop posting old pictures of me on Facebook, for real. Like, I got to put that out there.
Aww.
If you going to post some on Throwback Thursdays, if you going to post some old-ass pics of me, please talk to me first. Stop doing that.
I got to tell you the secret. You got to have it with people. Before they tag you and stuff, you got to approve it. And then you got to set your settings differently because people be trying to tag me and stuff.
Yeah,
and
but like even if they don't tag me, it's out there, and people that know me that know them still gonna see it. Damn social
PSA.
Medias! Damn social medias!
Oh, in other news outside of Keith's public service announcement, don't tag him in nothing, all right? Don't tag him in not a thing. Sesame Street is in the news because, you know, he had to tell me how to get to Sesame Street. After 44 years, Maria is retiring from Sesame Street. So she is one of the shop owners on Sesame Street. She's been on Sesame Street for 45 years. She's 65 years old, and her name is Sonia Manzano, and she's been on Sesame Street for almost 45 years. She is retiring, and she announced her exit at the recent American Library Association annual conference in San Francisco. She said she will no longer be on the next season. She first appeared on Sesame Street in 1971 and became a series regular in 74. Her character Maria has been an integral part of the long-running series, along with her TV husband, Luis, played by Emilio Delgado, who she ran the fix-it shop on Sesame Street. News of her departure set off so much sadness across social media, and Manzano tweeted responses to some of her fans, assuring them that the show will go on and telling them not to be bummed. She said that she will return for the 50th anniversary show in 2019. She has also been a part of the show's success behind the scenes as a writer, and the gig has snagged her 15 Emmys. Becoming Maria, Loving Chaos in the South Bronx is a book that will be published in August. Can you believe Sesame Street has been on the air for 50 years in 2019? That is bananas.
What I want to know is, what city is Sesame Street in?
I don't know. I think it's a playoff for like New York or something. That's what I want to say.
I think it got some social hit and social messages.
You think so?
Yeah, Bert and Ernie was the first gay couple.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Oscar the Grouch was homeless. Snuffleupagus was on heroin.
Oh my gosh. He was not on heroin. I can't with you.
Come on. Piper. Come on.
Aww.
He was always moving slow.
You know, it Sesame Street is just like, you know, the Muppets, like those classic shows that, you know,
Mr.
is a part of your childhood.
Mr. Hooper was oppressing the whole block.
Oh my God.
I peeped the science. Cookie Monster was a crack at it.
I can't with you see. Don't ruin it for me. I'm posting an article
on the
combo with Miss Lee Facebook page. Take a look. You know, I'm glad she's retiring, and that's the bomb. She won 15 Emmys. That's what's up. You gotta, you know, take a break. No more Muppets. No more puppets. None of that. So enjoy. Just posted the article. In other news, so Michelle Obama, because I like good news. Right? You know, ladies and gentlemen, I love good news. I like happy, positive news in a world of chaos, and I think we should keep it flowing. Michelle Obama is in the news. She throws a historic slumber party for Girl Scouts on the White House lawn. This happened yesterday, which is really, really, really awesomeness. This is the first time ever that there was a slumber party or an event for the Girl Scouts. It was 50 Girl Scouts from all over the country. She came up with her new idea, Let's Move Outside, the campaign with her Let's Move campaign to beat childhood obesity. During the slumber party, the First Lady engaged in nap time, studying the stars, and there were Girl Scout members from Maryland, Virginia, West Virginia, Oklahoma, and Washington, D.C. They also got to meet President Barack Obama, and he was joking with them, talking about what y'all doing in my yard, get off my grass. You know, he's taking with them and everything. They did dance moves. And Michelle said she's always been wanting to host a summer party at the White House for a very long time. And it was just really cool to kind of get all the girls together. They had a campfire, they told stories, they had tents outside, and there's pictures and everything for you guys to watch and see. I'm going to post the article also on our website. But see, I think that's super cute and super cool. You would have think the Girl Scouts have been around for a very long time. And so, you know, I hope this is one of those traditions that continue with, you know, next presidencies and first ladies. And, you know, you got to do stuff with the kids, man. That's always important. And I love those cookies. I want some cookies right now. You know, I've always, you know, that's one thing. I've never, was a Girl Scout. But I think those are some of those things that, you know, upon me having children, I would like to get them involved in that kind of a thing. You know, all those activities is always good to kind of build those skills. But I'm posting it now on the Sweatos and Combos with Miss Lee Facebook page and on Twitter, so you can take a look. So, in other news, because, you know, we're going up and down in the news situation. Some more churches were burned. See, what is going on with these churches? I feel like we're back in 1953 and 65 and you know, we're back and we're going back within time. There's been a total of 7 churches that have burned across the South. Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Florida. They're saying that some of them have been electrical issues. I don't know about that. And some of them are just under investigation for arson or foul play across the South. On Tuesday, a Macon, Georgia church was set on fire. That was the God's Power Church of Christ. This is so much tea. Glover Baptist Church in Colvinville, South Carolina. Another church in, I mean, this is churches all over the place. Like, what's going on with these burning churches? T, what's going on? I can't. It's too much. It's too much.
I mean, to me, that's a true act of cowardice. Because in most cases, if you go in and you burn in a church, those aren't the people that's causing damage to society. Those are the people that, you know, nine times out of ten, I say that because you can't say everybody is what they seem to be, but nine times out of ten, those are the people that's actually giving back to the community. The church has always been historically been seen as a place where Black people gather to go to get support and go to get hope and go to renew their spirits and, you know, come out stronger and do what they need to do for the community. So, you know, racism is real. It never went away. For anybody that thought we were living in a post-racial country, no, we weren't. And for me, like, it has never been post-racial for me. And I say that because I was the first generation or one of the first few generations to come after the Civil Rights Movement. You know, my parents lived through the Civil Rights Movement, and here I am, a product of them. So you can't tell me just because, you know, we got, you know, we won civil rights, we won a few cases in court, that the struggle is over. Oh, hell no. Like, that's, like, anything worth having is worth fighting for. Anything worth keeping is worth maintaining. And it's sad to me just to see the degradation of, you know, of our culture within, you know, just a few decades. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, hey, we got equal rights. There's no more segregation. Jim Crow is illegal across the land. We got affirmative action. You see how quick they reverse affirmative action?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, it was 400 plus years of slavery. Affirmative action was around for what? 20 years? 20, 30, not even 40 years.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And it's like, to me, it was never post-racial. And I get the fact that people that are not minorities don't want to, it doesn't affect you directly, but racism hurt all of us. When it was decided to make a difference in class and label one class Black and one class white, or one class white and one class non-white, that hurt all of us. White, Black, non-Black, non-white, it hurt all of us, because now, like, it created a artificial caste system. And you know, we still struggling for equal rights. Women are still struggling for equal rights and acceptance among men. You know, and it, to me, it just feels like the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Tupac all day, man. I agree. And, you know, there's so many underlying issues and racial tension, and is affecting so many different levels of the media. And it's interesting that, you know, these churches, I don't know if it's a symbol, I don't know if it's God, I don't know, whatever is going on, something needs to change. Awareness needs to be given. And, you know, the symbols behind it is real. And it does, you know, coincidentally, you know, it's going on around the same time of all these racial issues going across our country, you know, and just kind of tying into this, So many of these up-and-coming politicians and spokespeople and correspondents have all these thoughts about racism and you know, Donald Trump is like just a clown. I mean, he's just in the news talking about Mexicans and black people and you know, there's just so much going on. And then on top of that, you know, with Geraldo Rivera wants to put his opinion, you know, in the mix. And he's saying that hip-hop is more damaging than racism. And you know, he's on the news, and of course he's on Fox, so he's not on anything else, because Fox is the only retarded, you know, network that'll put him on, nonetheless. But Geraldo is kind of blaming not only, you know, all of the stuff that's going on in the world, not on just the other races that are formerly these elements of racism, but it's saying hip-hop has a lot to do with it, which is crazy. And he's doing this because he saw the BET Awards, and Kendrick Lamar did a great performance opening the show. He was standing on top of a police car. He has an American flag behind him. He did one of his dopest songs. It's called All Right, which is one of my favorite songs, and it's just all about positivity, and all of that that's going on. And, you know, I read some of the lyrics of the song. Nigga, and we hate the po-po, want to kill us dead for the streets to show. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door, my knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gonna be all right. That's part of some of the song lyrics. He talks about police brutality in the song, all of that. So Geraldo goes on, and he's like, yeah, the police car is all violent. Hip-hop is just doing more damage to young African-Americans than racism in the recent years, and it's the wrong message. And I'm just saying to myself, here we go, placing the blame on something as opposed to changing the mentality of people.
Did Geraldo have something to say last week when 250 to 300 people got arrested at a Kenny Chesney concert for drunken disorderly conduct?
He did not. Well, then, he did not see.
Well, then, Geraldo, have a seat. That's all I'm saying. Have a seat. If you don't understand the culture, you can't critique the culture. Like, at the end of the day, like, if you ain't a part of it, whatever you saying, like, we shouldn't even pay that no mind. Like,
right.
So now people is getting upset because Geraldo says something about hip-hop. Really? Geraldo doesn't know jack shit about hip-hop. So why should I get upset over something that somebody that doesn't know anything about it? That's like me trying to critique alternative rock. I know little to nothing about it. I can't critique it. That's like me trying to critique country music. I don't listen to country music. I don't know nothing about it, so I can't say nothing about it. And whatever I do say anything about it, people gonna look at me like I'm silly. Like, what is he talking about?
It's all passing buck, and it's all placing the blame. And you know, it's interesting that everybody has opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. You know what I'm saying?
Him saying that, all that makes me want to do is put my Ice Cube tape in and rock it even harder.
I know that.
America's
right.
Most Wanted death certificate. Some things are so relevant even now. Like when you go back and listen to N.W.A. Like, you listen to N.W.A. right now, it's so relevant to, you know, what's happening today. Like, we was in the car. Me and my son was in the car. Happened to have one Backspin, and they was playing N.W.A. F the Police. The parent in me was like, hurry up, change the channel. But then I was like, nope. We gonna listen to this song, and we gonna have a conversation about what they were saying and why they were saying. And then, like, it was just so relevant because, like, my son is seeing police brutality, police brutality, police brutality. And then here he has the song that's relating the frustration of going through police brutality.
Right.
What was relevant for me is now relevant for him.
Right. Because it's history repeating itself. And I think these are those, and see, you know, that's awesome that you had a conversation with your son. And these are those conversations that need to be had with all of our youth. You know, not only our sons, our nephews, our grandchildren, because our kids are not, we might think we want to shelter our kids and keep them from things, but at the same time, our kids are a lot wiser and smarter, and they are able to understand more than we think they can. You know, I remember having a similar conversation with my sister around the time when all of the Baltimore riots were going on, and she was like, I don't know, I've got to explain this to my child. You know, how do I do that? You know, but it's like, having that open, honest, and having, you know, if you have a dialogue with your child already, these conversations are not as hard as you think that they will be, because your child will listen and ask questions, and then as long as you get the message across that at the end of the day you must respect people, have respect for yourself, be aware of what's going on, but, you know, not guide their judgments and their decisions, but they have to understand that there are bad people in this world. There are ignorant people. You know, these are those conversations that need to be had. So it's pretty awesome, T, that you had that conversation with your son, and I think more parents should also do the same. You know what I mean?
I'm
because
just saying,
needed.
Like, if we forget the past, we're doing it to repeat history. You know what I mean? And it's like, we need to have these conversations about racism. We need to have these conversations about slavery. We need to, let's revisit, you know, what the flag means and what it really was stood for. Because the history books have whitewashed that out. You know, what was it? Like, because in South Carolina, I've been informed that they used to teach the Civil War as the War of Northern Aggression. You know, like, come on, that's just silly. Y'all lost. You know what I mean? And it was a war to keep slaves.
Right.
For states to say we had the right to keep slaves. You know, and I'm glad that the South did lose the Civil War, because imagine what this country would be today. Or these countries would be today, because it would be two countries.
Right.
Not
it would
even,
be crazy.
I'm just saying, like for we got to have these conversations.
Absolutely.
We can't forget the past. We can't. This is what is wrong, to allow the past to hinder you from being a full person. It's wrong for you to continue to blame the past. I'm not where I'm supposed to be because of the past. I ain't where I'm supposed to be because of the effects of slavery. Yes, there is a still lingering effect of slavery. It is a mental condition that's going to take generations to get out of. And now, not only has there been slavery based on color, there's also classism that you got to deal with.
Absolutely.
Too. So
sexism and all other kinds of levels of discrimination and bigotry and everything else. And, you know, the key in your part, ladies and gentlemen, you know, is to just spark up the convo, you know, and really, you know, gauge the mentality and the point of views that our youth and our adults and our parents and what we have, because it's important to talk about it, you know, but everybody has an opinion, you know what I'm saying? But for Geraldo to blame it on hip-hop and you know, people burning down churches, and we still got
Donald Trump has his opinion, too, what he thinks about Mexicans.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
I was going to say, you know what I saw today that was so funny? How Donald Trump is all saying all this stuff about Mexicans. However, when you look on the inside of his clothing, it says it's made in Mexico.
Oh, Lord Jesus. We gonna leave that right there. We gonna just leave that right there. We just gonna wait and see how all of this pans out. And I feel like more of these stories are gonna develop. And I just hope people are wise enough to research and really how do I put it? Just don't get sucked into the buffoonery, okay? And have an open mind of yourself and just be open minded and don't just believe everything you hear readers say. It's so much satire out there, it's ridiculous. But in winding down the show, there are a couple more articles I do want to touch on before we close out Hot Convos tonight. Warren Sapp is in the news again. He is charged with 3 counts of domestic abuse, and this happened today. The NFL Hall of Famer was charged with 3 counts of abuse, a misdemeanor, on Thursday in Vegas. He was fired, you know, before he was fired from the NFL Network, right? So, now listen to this. So, I didn't even know this happened. So, in April, Warren Sapp bit the finger of Shalice Moore, his girlfriend of 5 years, and stepped on her face during a fight in April. Sapp is denying that these charges have happened, and he has been in the news repeatedly, not only for abuse, but for messing with prostitutes during the Super Bowl weekend, and that caused him to get fired from the NFL Network. So, with these football players and domestic issues and things, you know, we've talked about this not only with the Ray Rice situation and Ray Caruth back in the day. I mean, all these domestic issues with these football players. I really, you know, it's sad that, you know, these stories are here and these are, you know, role models that a lot of, you know, kids look up to. And, you know, to have these football players and such getting these domestic issues and then have to explain it to your children as to what's really going on and what's right and putting your hands on a woman and biting women and stepping on faces and all this foolishness. I wonder if, you know, the long mental anguish of what football players and basketball players and they go through, is it really a mental issue? Is it a stress issue? Like, what is it? So they haven't said when the trial will be or what's going to happen, but this all hit the news on the 28th of June. So I didn't even know he bit the finger of his girl. Like, that's just crazy. He's just like, I'm going to bite you. So more news to come on that. We'll see how that goes. And I'm also posting that on the Sorrows and Convos with Miss Lee Facebook page. And locally here in the DMV, this has also been on the news. And see, I don't know if you heard about this. Stiletto fans, the death of a Maryland toddler pushed on a swing for 2 days has now ruled a homicide. So this story is something that I saw on the news, and I was like, what is this? So a 3-year-old was found unresponsive in a swing in Maryland. A Charles County sheriff released information that this happened in May. Her name is Romesha Sims. Her son, Jair Donnell Lee, is the poor child that lost his life. The child was put in the swing at La Plata Park on May 20th and was found dead with his mother still pushing him. Now, that just, yeah. So 2 days after, so the mama apparently was just pushing the baby on the swing. Sims suffers from bipolar disorder and depression, and she says she doesn't remember the incident. The chief medical examiner in Baltimore ruled the death a homicide, determining that the baby, Jair, died of dehydration and hypothermia. No trauma was found to the boy's body. However, the weather was chilly in May, and temperatures were in the 50s. It was cold in May here in the DMV area. Sims and the child's father, James Lee, confronted each other, held hands during the funeral in June. And at her son's funeral, the 24-year-old was hospitalized for 4 days following her son's death and sang "This Little Light of Mine" along the side of the boy's father. At the time of the child's death, Lee says Sims was unfit to be a mother, and she was staying at a motel days before he died. No charges have been filed, and it is an ongoing investigation. Oh, mental illness is so real. And it's just so sad that this poor little boy, you know, died of hypothermia and dehydration. You know, I don't know, like, they were out at this park and nobody heard the baby crying. I just don't know, and it's sad. Like, it's just sad. You know, it's so important to get the proper medical attention and be in tune and get the right health assistance so that you can get the right medicines so you can be productive in these mental illnesses. But that's just so sad, T. That's just so sad. Poor little baby. I just can't. So it's ruled a homicide, and I guess we'll hear more on the story, but it definitely, it's just sad. Just sad. I definitely want to thank everybody for tuning in to Hot Convos tonight. We'll definitely be catching you on Monday at 8:30 for another lovely topic of discussion, so be sure to tune in. Have a wonderful and safe 4th of July. Those of you that are traveling to New Orleans for the Essence Festival, be safe. Be safe and be safe. Have fun. And, yeah, man, shout out to my boy, Dave Delange, who's going to be out there. Shout out to everybody out there doing interviews for press. You know, be safe this holiday weekend. I know here in the DMV, I know in Chicago and in New York, this is a season when crimes and things and murders happen. So just, you know, be safe, be around family, and, you know, stay prayed up because, you know, you just never know what the world may bring you. Can't wait to talk with you guys on Monday at 8:30, and then, of course, next Thursday for another edition of Hot Convos. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk with you soon. Thanks for tuning in to Stilettos and Convos with Miss Lee and T.